Well, it's another interesting episode. Hopefully interesting. Another interesting episode of Cohen Monk Mormon. I'm looking up at the moon right now. We got, what is this called? A gibbous moon? I think so. It's a little past half full, going toward full soon. It's the middle of September of 2023, and I'm driving to my crash site to get some sleep. I do this every Sunday. Gotta be ready to go to work tomorrow morning early. And so I drive out to the place where I sleep during the week, my crash site, where I sleep in my sailboat. But does not, hasn't seen water in I don't know how many years. Parked there in the desert. I do computer work, which is a very monthly thing to do. I'm not a programmer. I'm what's called a system administrator. I've done several things. Had several titles. Sometimes I'd be called an engineer. I don't give much stock to that. But I'm really I do it in secure places. They require a security clearance, and I get paid quite handsomely for that. Can I tell you how I originally started out? I'd always planned on going to college, and my parents always kind of, I think, expected it of me, so I did. All Latter-day Saint men, or Latter-day Saint men are expected to go on a mission. I did my mission. I was sent to Utah to go teach Brigham Young's great-great-grandchildren about Brigham Young's faith. How about that for fun? So I did my 2 years of a mission, and I had so much fun with the kids. We taught a lot of kids, a lot of families. It seemed like I had kind of a special way with kids. They liked me, and I liked them, and we, while my companion, you always go in pairs, and the person that you're with is called your companion. While my companion, another young man, worked with the parents in the same room because we couldn't be apart. I talked to the kids. You know, Bible stories and stuff on their level. Anyway, so when I got done with my mission, I said, hey, why don't I just run daycare centers? So I went to school to kind of be a preschool teacher and to run preschools. I was such a naive person, I think. But anyway, I got my associate's degree first, started a daycare center, got everything pulled together to start a daycare center. Oh ultimately my daycare center failed, but the person who came in after me was really happy to have a place that was already set up to be a daycare center. I should have gotten to the business of creating daycare centers and giving it over to other people to run. To be honest, I think I've kind of got into that kind of work these days. Except with computers. Anyway, so I did that, had one failure, went and continued school until I got my bachelor's degree. Whole sort of tale about that. Nothing quite straightforward. I ended up finishing with a degree in home economics. I was getting very tired my last year of school, and I just wanted to finish. And the quickest I could get all the credits that I needed to graduate was to finish up in home economics, which I didn't mind. It was a lot about family and about home and how to be a decent parent and run a decent home. Not that I think I really did that great of a job. I credit my wife primarily, who I met on my mission. We married shortly after it ended, and then started the whole thing. You know, I was a student working a couple of jobs, midnight jobs at convenience stores, stuff like that. Anyway, so we finished up college. For me. And I was doing some work at an alternative high school. I was setting up their daycare center. I was still naive. I wrote a grant to get state money for this daycare center. They got it, but they didn't give the money to me. They gave the money to somebody else. So like I said, I seem to be really good at getting things set up and getting everything put together to hand over to somebody else, whether I intended to do that or not. Monks have to realize that there are certain things they probably shouldn't get into. For me, it was being a preschool teacher. I spent a year being a training specialist and assistant director of a military child care center. And basically made the way clear for the next person that was going to do that job. They weren't going to give it to me. It could have been because I was a male and they didn't really want males. It was really a job it was supposed to be for a military spouse. And I wasn't a military spouse, nor was I, you know. Anyway, so I ultimately ended up becoming a public health nutritionist. I barely had the qualifications to do it. Thank goodness for my degree in home economics, where I did three nutrition classes, which was the bare minimum that qualified me to be a public health nutritionist. And I've never had any kind of traffic on here. There's three cars like lined up with each other, but we can't really pass because of other vehicles in the way. Let's see if this guy's going to go for it. Excellent. I did that for a couple of years, and it was both fun and kind of boring, to be really honest. And one of my nice clients, the nice ladies, she had a baby. Told me about what her husband did, which was he worked on a boat doing oil exploration. He was a diesel mechanic, but they always seemed to need computer guys. And for me, doing computers was just kind of a hobby. I just did it for fun. Now, I ran the daycare center on computers. I kept track of my training program at the military child care center on computers. So it wasn't that it was lost to me. And I was doing some stuff for the WIC program that I was the public health nutritionist at. I started doing a little bit of computer stuff on that, although it very quickly became something that was beyond me. But anyway. I was totally flummoxed when my wife said I could do it. Because always in our marriage, Lisa's had, my wife's name is Lisa. Lisa's always had ultimate veto power. If there was something that I was planning to do, my job is to come up with harebrained schemes. Another monkly thing is to do harebrained schemes. And she let me do this one. So for 2 years, I was floating around in boats in various places in the world, running computer systems that we use for oil exploration. But that was kind of kicking the pants. In all these things, can I be really honest? I get, I don't know if it's bored, something. And then every 2 years or so, I feel this great need to jump around, do something else. So I came off the boat. I did a few months working in a prison. Doing technical work. Then I bounced back to kind of home economics. And for a year and a half, I did what's called training and technical assistance to help people who were running daycare centers. I had experience with this. They were all horrible failures, but I did it. And the training and everything else, which I was good at. Then I taught technology, so I bounced back to computers. Taught technology for a year at one of the little county schools. Then I did kind of a combination of both. I took a contract to work with our local public health council, doing work for them. Also, did some side gigs, just kind of contract computer work for some of the schools. I'm in a place where there aren't really any industries or anything at all. Town of about 5,000 people. Well, I got a couple of more computer jobs. One at Los Alamos National Labs. That was kind of a fluke. I always feel very blessed as I forget these things. If you hear some munching and crunching, I'm actually munching and crunching on things. Well, I'm talking. I don't know how much it messes up the sound quality. Well, I have a clue. So for a long time, I was bouncing back and forth between technology jobs and what I call my home ec jobs. Really, at this point, first I just worked for maybe a couple of months. Los Alamos, it was so far away, and I spent so much money just trying to eat and live. Out there, I got a job with one of the universities that runs the Cooperative Extension Service. And doing their computer work for about a third of the state of New Mexico. So I was traveling an awful lot. And it was really nice because that's where I started first making recordings. That was back in 2004, December of 2004, 2005-ish. And I stuck with that job for nearly 9 years. Everybody was so impressed. They thought I had found my niche. But to be really honest, I was a little concerned because I thought I could do better. So I did. We had lived in Tucum, Cary since I started with WIC in 1995, and we left there in 2013. And, wow, that was a heck of a long time. Almost 20 years. I think it was, 17, 18 years? Anyway. So we moved around. We moved to one of the larger towns, New Mexico, Portales, and then we moved to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Stayed there for 2 years. Circumstances, I tell you, it was more like the hand of God. Sent us back to Portales. During this time, I started doing work for the military. Another hand to God thing, because I swear, most mere humans can't get those jobs. They're mostly for ex-military. But I got the job and did some computer work for another. Well, I did it for another 2 years or so. Working mostly for the military. And I went back to the actual university that I had gone to as a kid. And I worked for, and I kind of ran their big computer system. They ran the school. I did a huge project update to it. I'm always a project guy. Once I finally get everything kind of pulled together and it's all looking good, you know, I tend to move on to something else to keep myself from going crazy. Uh, at least for me, being kind of a monk is like being kind of a moth. My wonderful wife tries to call it being a butterfly. You don't stay on a plant for too long. You take a little bit of stuff, you add a little bit of value if you can, and then you move on. And that's what I typically do. And done that a few more times, and now here I'm at the ripe age of 56. Not terribly ripe. I'm just about 2 years away from my pension, potential retirement. I haven't done any home ec work in ages. I've tried to a little bit, tried to kind of figure out some family things to do. The closest I've gotten to it is to try to find kind of a ministerial sort of family building things. I always tell the young people, especially my own children, they need to get married and have kids. And become gods. You guys have heard that from me before, haven't you? Yeah. You kind of wonder, so how does this breed the monk? You go, well, it's just kind of what I am. You can have somebody who seems perfectly built for promoting families. I'm probably the last person that should do it. Most of my kids are various levels of autism. Interesting people. It would take a wonderful person to marry my children and have a family with them. Although I tell them to do it. I says, get married, have kids. And I'm sure they think in their minds, oh, this is crazy, you shouldn't do that. But I assure them that God will bless them. They'll bless their kids. Some really nice and amazing and wonderful things will happen. I always tell them that they need to be probably the most wonderful thing an autistic person or a monk can do to be a good spouse, a husband or a wife. I've got two girls and four boys, and so I've got a pretty good picking of both. It says, be devoted to them. Be devoted to your spouse. Be devoted to your family. And you'll be blessed. I have been. I don't think I would have gone anywhere close to where I am now without marriage and family. Marriage, I've certainly got the most diligent and wonderful wife. Lisa is, I just can't think of anything better to say about her except how wonderful she is. To put up with me. And to put up with our interesting children. Which I'm sorry, most of the interestingness of our children came from me. Oh. So right now I still do computer work, although can I tell you, it's just a job for me. People say, well, is that your career? And you go, have you looked at what I've done over the years? And they, it's like, well, and you go, it's not a career. And they go, well, if you applied to yourself, it probably could be. And you go, I'm not interested in that. Like I said, I started doing recordings in 2005. And with just a few breaks in there, I've done recordings for ever since. And when I get to retirement, I think that's what I'm going to keep on doing. Not a bad thing for a monk to do. And you go, well, maybe you should talk about computers. I go, I'm not interested in computers. I do computers because the money's good. I think I have some aptitude toward it, but not particularly. I certainly have lots of experience just by working with computers so long. You know, a lot of people have great respect for what I do, and I go, they have more respect for it than I do. For me, it's just a job, and that's okay. You know, all I did was I've done what I needed to do to make the best I could do. I write, which I enjoy doing. I do fiction sometimes, but it really has fallen more to, blog posts and essays, things like that. And I'll talk about them here occasionally on the podcast, because that's I need something to talk about. All the stuff about Cohens, my title is Cohen Monk Mormon. Now I've always been a monk. You can ask my parents, and they'll say, "Oh yes." He was always off by himself doing, we didn't know who, what he was doing. Computers have always been something of a hobby. And mostly to accomplish what I would like to do. I was always trying to build a word processor. I finally got to the point to where now it's just dead easy. So the whole thing about computers is just, I just do computers because that's what makes the most money. It makes more money than being a home economist and or a child development guy or whatever else I'm supposed to be able to do. I've done quite a bit in public health, but I don't find that very, I don't mean to be rude, not very inspiring, but I've got good friends who are in the field. And I certainly don't want to poo-poo what they do. It's wonderful. It's just not interesting to me, particularly. I was always just helpful, kind of on it's almost like people come to crossroads. The public health people were on one road. I was on another. And but they crossed. And as they crossed, I had something they could use, and they had money that I needed, and there it was. I think that's ultimately how that goes. So yes, I am finally finishing out my last few years of my hopefully my wage earning life. As you know, I have to drive a very significant distance. Nigh on to 200 miles away from my home to make good money. My wife really likes good money. I can see that. I don't care as much as she does, but part of the service we render is putting putting other people's needs ahead of our own. Regardless, about the Cohen thing, that's only come up lately. We've always known that we had kind of a Jewish heritage, but doing some research and putting things together, we found out that we actually are male line descendants of the biblical, I don't know if he's a prophet, whatever you call him, Aaron, who was the first high priest of Jehovah, honestly, and Moses' brother. And so that's where it comes from, the Cohen thing, and of course the Mormon thing. My parents joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My dad joined when he was a teenager. And my parents, when they got married, my mom investigated the church and decided that it was for her too. And there it was. And so I was actually raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I was kind of on my way out of it when it was about time for me to go on a mission. And somebody challenged me to read the Book of Mormon and pray about it. I did. And I got my answer that the Book of Mormon was the Word of God. And been more or less relatively faithful to this day. My wife is extremely faithful to the church, and I'm grateful for that. At times when I have been less strident about it, she's always kind of, well, to be honest, and it's just her way, she gave me a kick in the butt. And that was what I needed. So if for anything else, that gives kind of a little explanation about Cohen Muck Mormon. We'll talk about different aspects of it later on, I suppose, but it's a good introduction to it. And to the interesting lives that people have. How has one become the kind of person that I am? I wouldn't advise my method, my route, my life to anyone. The best I can say for it is it's haphazard. And anyway, so that's all I really had for this particular episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to look at some of the writing I've done over the years and some of the other recordings I've done, you can go to https://QUIX.us and look at all of my, I call them my artifacts. You can look at a lot of my old artifacts from over the years. I haven't kept all of them, but the vast majority of them are available there. And if you feel so inclined, there's a donate button there. You can give me what you think it was worth for your time and effort. I appreciate it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful day. And, I need to leave you. I've been forgetting to do this, and I need to get more consistent about it. I'm going to leave you with the priestly blessing of my fathers, given to us by God himself. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance to you and give you peace.